All right, let's go on to item three. Urban design study for Wan Chai North and North Point harbourfront areas. This is what I like to describe as a team effort. Planning Department, we're working very closely with the Commission on this. We've had a number of informal sessions. I think this is by way of a formal briefing for the record. April, are you going to take us through?
Yes, thank you, Chairman.
Thank you.
Actually, we have briefed the task force on the progress in the last meeting, and separately, we have also discussed with the working group in details on the preliminary ideas on the on our work on the harbourfront enhancement proposal. And the study team actually is now working on two major tasks. The first one is refining the harbourfront enhancement proposal, and the second one is preparing for the stage two public engagement. And to date, our main purpose is to brief members on the progress rather than going into details of the harbourfront enhancement proposals, because we are arranging a separate meeting with the working group which we would like to go into more detailed discussion. And today we are mainly to report the progress, including the ideas design competition, which we have the adjudication meeting to determine the results. And also we would like to introduce to members our stage two public engagement strategy and see whether members have any comments. And now I will pass to Kenny to make a brief presentation on the study progress.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman and members. So, study progress as of today, we are still on the second stage of our study process, and just going into the stage two PE preparation. And as pointed out before, back in November last year, after we've met with the task force, we went back and then we go into refining all the enhancement proposals and plans. And we also noted a comment from members that we should consult some of the relevant water sports and recreation organization. So we had set up a meeting on the 9th of December, and we've met with representatives from a lot of the sports council and relevant representatives. I will share that in the next slide. And during November until now, we have also liaised with a lot of the departments in terms of implementation arrangements. And we are also arranging a series of meetings with all some of the relevant stakeholders, including Yacht Club and the Convention Center, etc. And we are also carrying out some of the technical assessments as we speak. So on the meeting with the Water Sports Council, we have heard a lot of views and feedback from them that are very useful in terms of our design and planning, specifically for the PCWA site. And they've raised many comments, particularly in terms of the access between land and waterfront, which we do share, is one of the key aspects that we need to look into. They've also suggested that we should look into whether there are enough landing steps provided, provision of pontoons for users to access their boats, and also in terms of the landside facilities and the area required. And we have made reference to a lot of these comments, particularly in terms of all the facilities that they would need. And we went back and we are refining the plan as we speak. But a lot of these comments are very useful, because from their perspective in terms of the operation and using of these facilities, which are something that they are more expertise on than us. So we are taking into account a lot of these feedbacks, and we are working on the refinements as we speak. The next is our design competition, and we had launched the competition since October last year. And the deadline for submission was 11th January, and since the deadline we have received 35 entries in total from various different backgrounds of young professionals on planning, design, architecture, etc. And based on these submissions, we have carried out adjudication meeting, and we are still sorting out the entries and results as that we are not able to be announcing today yet. The main objective is really to gauge some of the ideas from more the younger general background, aiming to get more creative, more wild ideas in terms of the use of the waterfront and also how we can enhance connectivity. And these are some of the snapshots from some of the submissions, as we can see. A lot of ideas on creating a new water edge. So there are a lot of submission that we see, as you see on slides, that involves a lot of use of the water space and modifying a more interesting water edge. Some of the design ideas mentioned in some of the submissions are common, and a lot of them had raised similar ideas. And I've tried to summarize a lot of them here in terms of the Golden Bohemia Square, how we can design a more interesting space, how we can expand this, the plaza space. There are a lot of submissions that mentioned about use creating more water features and rivers, particularly along the waterfront. Emphasis on the art and culture element, bringing into an idea sort of art corridor, etc. Urban beach was also raised in some of the submissions. The local, local heritage and historic element, how we can better reflect that. The use of the water edge, how we can create a more interesting and step-down water edge ideas. Bike facilities were also mentioned in some of them. And a lot of these ideas are really something that we were also thinking. So the direction is very similar to what we had in mind. And again, a lot of the snapshots from the entries, these are ideas that some of the entries emphasized on how we can create a theme based on the Golden Bohemia flower, which we find also pretty interesting. And we are thinking of how we can incorporate some of these ideas. Rivers and canal works along the waterfront, bringing into the water element, again, emphasizing the human and the water interface. These are ideas on the art corridors. A lot of them mentioned about creating exhibition spaces or using these elevated realm and inducing the art and culture element into there, so which are also very interesting. Urban beach idea, again, more emphasis on a larger scale sand urban beach. These are ideas reflecting some of the old fishing boats ideas, reflecting the Wan Chai history. Step down water edge, etc. A lot of these are really more wild ideas, I would say, and some of them would involve surely issues that would need to be further studied, but we are consolidating a lot of these ideas right now, bike trail and bike rental systems, etc. A lot of them emphasized on vibrancy. So in terms of the facilities and diversity of facilities that we have, would they be catered not only to specific group, but also to different background of the public, whether in terms of dining, retail, market ideas, exhibition spaces, etc. And floating elements. A lot of the submissions had brought in, like I said before, how we can create floating spaces within the water edge. And these are also more some of the wilder ideas, creating a more massive iconic structures along the water edge. So just to give an idea on a lot of the ideas being thrown from the competition. And now we are going into the preparation for stage two public engagement. At this point, we are hoping to have not just from the competition, but also there will be focus group meetings with various stakeholders, including water sport and recreation groups, art groups, and also professional institutes. We are also hoping to carry out a roving exhibition as part of the PE process. And later on, we will be having resident workshops, which we hope to be in a format that is a lot more focused on our proposals, talking about more technical aspect of the proposals, etc. And then we'll be preparing the public engagement report. And the location of the roving exhibitions, we are still being determined. We're still working on the program and all the locations that we can have. Of course, we will also be consulting the Wan Chai and Eastern District Councils, seeking their help and ideas on our proposals. And as we said, there would be two resident workshops that we will carry out as the main event for Stage 2 PE. So our forthcoming tasks would be to prepare in terms of the arrangement for the PE2 and also to wrap up our preliminary technical assessments. And as pointed out before, we will be coming back to the working group when we have the refined proposals and all the results from the technical assessments, which we could further discuss with members. And that's all we have today. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Members will have comments, I'm sure. Just one point on the engagement. There's a whole community to the south of Gloucester Road who are completely detached from the waterfront, who feel isolated, if you like, from a waterfront perspective. I think when you do your engagement, it's important to have an engagement session in that area. I have heard comments that they feel somewhat disenfranchised, I think is the word they used, from this exercise. North Wan Chai seems to be getting a lot of attention, and South Wan Chai is the poor relation, if you like, and particularly if you're going to be looking at history and character and trying to reflect those themes in your solution, I think try and make sure you do embrace those people. We've seen what happens if you don't embrace the local community. But thank you. Members, comments? Please.
Chairman, I understand this is just a report of the progress that you've done so far, so I wouldn't waste time going into very detail of it. But I also understand after the competition stage, you're now really into the public consultation. My concern is that there are many ideas you have shown to us. There seems to be a large variety of ideas. I would suggest you consolidate them, do some refinement, and perhaps distill the ideas down into some options and let the public be more informed of more viable options incorporating these ideas rather than just throwing them a pizza of different toppings and ask them to choose what they like. That will not be feasible in terms of project execution further down the line. So I would strongly urge you to do this exercise and look forward to the options from the department. Thank you.
I think that's very wise counsel, very wise advice. Otherwise people will be floating everywhere. Yeah. Alvin, please.
Thank you, Chairman. Just one comment to make is the lesson we learned from the Star of Avenue. Please, when you carry on with your second stage public engagement, try your very best to get involved with the whole community. Do not only focus on Wan Chai and Causeway Bay. The lesson from Star of Avenue is the colleague believes that they make enough consultation with the local resident and the local district council and end up with a disaster. So please, try your best to get all the whole community to get involved in your public engagement and do our best to avoid the same thing happen again. Thank you.
Yeah, engagement is a very touchy area at the moment. Paul, please.
I'm just going to preempt a point that will be made in a presentation in the later in the agenda. I think it's the last item under AOB. When the students asked people in North Point, do you know about the plan for a boardwalk? How many percent of the people said they knew about it? 75% of the people had no clue. So when you think that people know about it, because you talk to all of us, you may not have, people may not know about it. So you may, and this commission will have to think about how we can be more proactive in getting people involved, and getting a PR agency to help you with that is one thing. My question, Chairman, is: are we going to see the PE2 draft materials here before they go out in draft? And I see shaking of heads, so that we don't have need to answer that. I just want to make sure we get some details in there, like the wave attenuation that are going to be required if we're going to do any water activities in the basin. You've got to make sure that it's typhoon-proof. And I still haven't seen any plans for that, and I want to make sure that you get the details for that, especially as that may require reclamation, and if you don't do it now, you'll have to do it again later, and you waste a lot of time and money if you don't do it now. And the other one is the exclusion area for maneuvering around the ferry piers. Could we see which, can we actually see some better detail of the water uses? So which areas will be an exclusion area and so on, which one not? So I hope we can have more marine use details in there. Thank you.
Okay. When you come back, include that, please. Yes, please. Please.
Mr. Chairman.
Thank you.
Right, it's the first time I'm coming to the meeting. Right, the idea of having the waterfront spot in this area is really intriguing, but my concern is around the safety. I just wonder, does the study cover this part of the aspect? And in the sense that, does the Marine Department has any the latest technology, such as the vessel traffic system, do they cover this kind of activity? And would there be any improvement in the safety concern? That's all. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll pick the questions up in a minute, April. Thank you. Any more points people want to make? Please.
I'm glad to see another idea competition, yet as we all know, in the past 10 years or so, there are all kinds of critiques about idea competition as well. Now, I believe idea competition is, of course, a good way to source ideas, but also I believe that it is quite an important way to help to allow, or better to say, empower the young professionals, you said young professionals, right, to actualize or realize some of their ideas. It's not that they submit their ideas and then it's an idea competition, so thank you, right? So my question is, what's the plan to continue to engage those participants of the competition, in particular, of course, the winners?
Thank you. All right, proponents, planning department, do you want to respond to what you've heard, or ACOM?
Yeah, thank you, Chairman, members. I will do a quick response. First of all, thank you very much, members, and also Chairman, for your great ideas and suggestions. In fact, I'll go through them, and in fact, there are some really brilliant things that we'll definitely be following up on. Chairman, in terms of consulting, sort of the hinterland, especially sort of residents and businesses south of Gloucester Road, in fact, in stage one engagement, we have already engaged them and will continue to do so because we do realize that they feel like they're very much left out, and it's important that we continue to engage them. That's certainly something that we'll continue to do. In terms of the variety of ideas from the Design Ideas Competition, it is true. In fact, we have received a number of very great ideas, a number of very creative ideas, a number of very bold ideas. In fact, we have gone through them, and what Kenny had done recently is just to give a very sort of quick summary of some of the key points that seem to align with what we're proposing right now. But obviously, in terms of those ideas, we will try to incorporate as many as possible in our proposals, because some of them actually are very relevant to what we're thinking. As for sort of involving the whole community, yes, we will have to discuss with client further, but learning from South Avenue, this is a very important issue that we definitely should try to consider further. We don't want to have to go through the second stage consultation and realize that, in fact, there is still a very large component that's actually opposing to it. So, yes, we definitely will be following on that. In terms of the more details to be provided, we will be coming back to the task force before we continue or embark on our stage two consultation, and hopefully by that time we have lots more details that we'll be proposing, so that we can go through the details a little bit more with the committee. The safety issue, absolutely. We actually, when we met with the Hong Kong Water Sports Association, they gave us a lot of very challenging ideas. You're talking about boating, dragon boats, canoeing. Like, they actually represent about 13 or 14 different water sports in Hong Kong. In Hong Kong, water sports basically is a very, very popular activity. And so the ideas, in fact, is that, is there any chance of holding some international competitions, you know, in the Victoria Harbour, and it's something that they said it could happen almost on a very regular basis, almost on a monthly basis. So that is something that we have heard. We'll work with them and we'll identify what are some of the things. But safety, water sports is always important. So, you know, that's very paramount in our design as well. In terms of engaging the young professionals, yes, we will be announcing the winners shortly. And in fact, as I mentioned earlier, we will try to incorporate some of the great ideas in our design proposals. And we do have a number of different workshops and focus group meetings. And we will be inviting at least the winners, you know, to participate so that at least they can help us, you know, to refine some of the ideas that we will be incorporating. So that is certainly something that we will do for sure. So this is not the end. This is just the beginning. We will try to use some of the great ideas and we'll try to involve them as much as possible in our further design development. Thank you, Chairman.
Just picking up Paul's point, I assume you're working closely with the Marine Department on the water side. Clearly, that's very important from an interface perspective.
Yes, thank you. That's in fact, that's what we've been doing and we'll continue to do. Marine Department is very much one of the departments that we will be continuing to consult on, you know, particularly with water sports and water safety issues. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Thank you. Paul, quickie.
Yeah, quickly, I hope we can see a drawing because we've braced this before and I'd like to see a drawing of the wave attenuation and the exclusion areas for shipping so we can see who the conflicts are. Second point is the police club. Is there any negotiation about setting back their boundaries so we get more space around at the promenade before they complete construction? Three, are you consulting the Hong Kong Marine Industry Association, the super yachts, and these guys? They're not included in the Water Sports Council, and I'm not seeing the names in your list. If you need contacts, ask me. I have them. And the final point is, could we consider phase development? Let's not build. Can you consider the idea of not building the whole thing up, but start simple and add things later and see how it is being used rather than recommending to government to build this entire thing and then to find out that it doesn't work? Can we do a phase development as a design option?
Quick response.
Sure. Thank you, Chairman. In terms of the wave attenuation issues and marine traffic issues, yes, we will be looking into that and we will include as much detailed information by the next time we come back. In terms of the list of consultees on yacht and boating uses, sure, we'll be like to work closer with members of the group, such that we can ensure that people from those backgrounds are also consulted in the process. And lastly, in terms of phase development, we are looking into more of the implementation aspect of our proposals. So there might be, in the next report and deliverable, we will be deriving what are some of the proposals that could possibly be implemented in a shorter time frame, and what are the proposals that would be in a much longer term for implementation. So these are all part of our consideration. And lastly, Police Officer Club. We did meet with a representative from the police last year, and they do have already have a proposal setting back part of the promenade on the right edge of the typhoon shelter. And we did try to consult them to see if there's scope for further widening of the footpath. But in terms of their implementation program, they have a plan that is already at a very final stage, and we have tried to see if we can influence to have a little bit more of the setback. But right now, it's maintaining to their proposal. I think it's about 4.5 or 4 meters of a footpath there. So we're incorporating that idea into our plan, and we do tend to keep into communication with the police club and also the yacht club.
Paul?
Government, police, government, harbour unit, government who? I mean, are we going to do something about this? 4.5 meters, is government think that's sufficient, or are you going to go work with the police? You employ them. It's a public facility. And why can't they set back and we all have to suffer? I mean, this is the only link we have there. So can we create more space? I mean, give them an extra floor, whatever. But, you know, let's fix this problem before it's too late, Chairman.
Yeah, well, I raised this before, and as you know, and suggested exactly the same thing. Christine, can we have an off record meeting with the police and talk about this? Yeah, I think we should do. Yeah. Because it's potentially, you know, it's a lost opportunity. A new building will be there for another 50 years. So if we don't seize it now. Okay. We'll take that on board, Paul. Right, thank you, team. Thank you very much. We look forward to the next working session with you. Do we have a date for that, or an approximate time when you're going to brief us informally on the detail?
Chairman, we will be working out the program later on when we are more certain, because there are still a lot of meetings that we need to sort out with the stakeholders until we formulate at the actual time frame for all the events. So
we're targeting April, May time?
Looking at...
Yes, we are targeting to have the stage 2 PE to commence in May or June. This is our target, but because we still have some discussion to go into details with the relevant stakeholders and also government departments, we will work hard to achieve that target.
So I suggest you have a meeting with the working group before you go out with your consultation.
Yes, yes. We are actually preparing to meet with the working group to discuss in details on those drawings and as Paul mentioned, and also those harbourfront enhancement proposals.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We make progress. Very good. Very good. Thank you. Thank you very much.